U.S. has imposed new sanctions on Iran, which it claims has ties to what it calls Iran's paramilitary group in reference to Islamic Revolution Guards Corps. U.S. claims these entities in one way or another fund terrorism and malign activities. Iran, though, has completely refuted these allegations. Ironically, these sanctions come at a time when Saudi Arabia may be guilty of ordering a gruesome assassination, yet the U.S. appears to be whitewashing the Saudis' crime.
Unrelenting on its anti-Iran path, the U.S. is proving openly hostile against the Iranian people. This week, the U.S. Treasury Department announced sanctions against several Iranian banks and a number of companies. One of the targeted banks, Parsian, is one of the nation's leading private sector financial institutions and vital in trade relations with the European Union, especially in food and medicine imports. The latest sanctions come despite a binding ruling by the International Court of Justice, ICJ, earlier in October, which said the U.S. must lift the sanctions on the export of humanitarian goods to Iran. In its verdict, the Hague-based tribunal said that the U.S. must remove sanctions that block the export of medicines and medical devices, food and agricultural commodities, to Iran. America, however, seems determined to use all possible ways to pressure the Iranians.
Unfortunately, no one in Iran, from the sick or elderly or the poor or those who are facing health problems, are going to be spared from the American sanctions regime and its parameters. The United States government does not care at all about human rights, certainly about the human rights of Iranians or of Yemenis or Iraqis or Afghanis, and I could go on. This is purely about power, and this is purely about empire.
This is part of an intensified campaign that the U.S. began following its unilateral withdrawal from the nuclear deal with Iran in May. Iran's top diplomat was quick to react to the latest U.S. measures.
Iran's foreign minister has slammed the new U.S. sanctions against Tehran. Mohammad Javad Zarif says U.S. is addicted to sanctions. He said one of the entities sanctioned is an Iranian private bank, which is key to food and medicine imports. Now, in essence, this will hurt ordinary Iranians, especially those in need of basic commodities, including medicines. But Iran's foreign minister was not done there in his critique that is of sanctions. He also added sanctions violate two orders issued by the International Court of Justice to not impede humanitarian aid and not to aggravate this dispute. He said this disregard for the rule of law and human rights of an entire nation is a serious violation of international law.
Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif took to Twitter on Wednesday, calling the new economic sanctions a disregard for the human rights of all Iranians. Zarif said, quote, "The U.S. outlaw regime's hostility towards Iranians is heightened by addiction to sanctions."
Relative to the statements that were made by Mohammad Javad Zarif, in which he stated that the United States is addicted to sanctions, I would just add that, in my view, the United States is currently experiencing a period of late-stage sanctions addiction. The addiction to sanctions for a nation is analogous to the addiction to drugs for an individual. In the beginning, they might seem to be working. You feel omnipotent and powerful, and things seem to be going your way. But in fact, you are becoming strung out. You are making yourself unwelcome and essentially becoming a pariah.
The U.S. has been largely isolated in the international community over its stance against Iran. Other members to the nuclear deal with Iran, like Russia and China, as well as members of the European Union, have resisted American pressure to abandon business dealings with Iran. America, however, remains defiant on its path and is expected to impose sanctions on Iran's oil exports in early November. Many of such U.S. sanctions are tied to allegations of human rights abuses by Iran and claims of Iranian support for terror groups. Critics of U.S. foreign policy believe such excuses for sanctions are implausible and reveal U.S. double standards. This is because some of America's allies are autocratic regimes with gross human rights records, which are widely believed to be sponsoring international terrorism. Take Saudi Arabia, for example. The regime shocks the world too often with its blatant behaviors at home and abroad. But not even a slap on the wrist from the U.S. Critics believe questionable U.S. policies over the past decades have left no room for the U.S. to play the role of a responsible actor on the world stage.